USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mere look around the world today demonstrates that the Council has failed in its stated objectives.
And with that, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday announced the U.S. is pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council. With him as he made the announcement, the Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley.
I want to make it crystal clear that this step is not a retreat from human rights commitments. On the contrary, we take this step because our commitment does not allow us to remain a part of a hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights.
The Trump administration also accuses the Council of being hostile to Israel. President Trump telling Congress to hurry up and send him an immigration bill. He met with House Republicans last evening, saying he'll support either of two such bills that are currently up for consideration. And this is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get three lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus, get up to three free phones, all on super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. If used, need to optimize it up to 480p plus. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Covered in offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Starting in September, New York City police will issue summonses instead of arresting most people smoking marijuana in public. In making that announcement yesterday, Mayor Bill de Blasio said he expects changes to result in roughly 10,000 fewer marijuana-related arrests annually, and he says that will balance fairness with public safety. The good news is all the people forced to evacuate ahead of the 416 fire in southwestern Colorado are now back home. The last of the evacuation orders lifted yesterday. The bad news from officials, people near Durango could still be forced to get out of their homes again. They say rising temperatures, dry conditions, and wind could again create very dangerous fire conditions later on this week. Former Alaska Governor and Republican VP hopeful Sarah Palin's son Track pleads guilty to first-degree criminal trespass for an assault on his father Todd last December. This is USA Radio News.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Professional basketball player Sterling Brown filing a federal civil rights lawsuit against Milwaukee and its police department over an incident when he ended up getting tased earlier this year. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Milwaukee Bucks guard says in the suit police violated his 4th and 14th Amendment rights during an arrest in January, which stemmed from a parking violation in handicapped stalls. Brown was unarmed and never faced any criminal charges. Brown's attorney said Milwaukee police officers have a history of excessive force against black men. Brown said he was swarmed by police, kneed in the groin, tased, and an officer stood on his ankle. The police chief in Milwaukee said the officers acted inappropriately, and Milwaukee's mayor has also apologized.
A U.S. Marine on his way to jail after bragging about taking part in violence at a neo-Nazi rally in Charlottesville, Virginia last summer. Lance Corporal Vasilios Pistolis was convicted on Monday of failing to obey an order or regulation and for lying to investigators at a summary court-martial. And New Jersey rocker Bruce Springsteen's handwritten lyrics to Born to Run are up for auction. Written on a piece of notebook paper in 1974, the opening bid for the signed lyrics is $160,000. The auction closes on the 28th of June. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.